This Champions League and Europa League semi-final special on the Soccer Gambling Podcast Network is presented by MyBookie.ag. Sports are back and MyBookie is now offering a 100% deposit bonus when you use the promo code SGP. That's MyBookie.ag, promo code SGP to play, win and get paid. We're also brought to you by the leaders in daily fantasy, DraftKings. Download the DraftKings app now and use the promo code SGP to get a free shot at $1 million in total prizes this weekend. That's promo code SGP to get a free shot at $1 million with your first deposit only at DraftKings. We're also brought to you by BetQL. Want to get an advantage over the sportsbook with NBA, NHL and MLB action? You need to download the BetQL app, the only app you'll need to make smart bets this season. Head to BetQL.co and enter the promo code SGP20 for 20% off your first subscription. That's BetQL.co, promo code SGP20. And finally, we'll support you by Ace Per Head. Ace is the leader in paperhead providers and make it super easy to start your own sportsbook. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free over at aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. You're listening to your Champions League and Europa League semi-final preview here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast, simulcasting on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Now, you only have two more soccer episodes left here on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network before we move exclusively to the Soccer Gambling Podcast for the new season. You can follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network on Twitter at the SGP Network. You can follow me on Twitter at SGPEPL, where I am on an 8-0 free play run. Or you can head to my website, lockbetting.com, coming off a month where we made £7,555 in July. And we are currently on a run of 15 winning days in a row in August. Haven't had a losing day yet. But as I'm recording this podcast, we are one unit down from the Man City game. So we are looking for a recovery tonight in UFC 252 as I record this. But up until this point, 15 winning days in a row. No better time to sign up with all sports back. Head over to lockbetting.com now and get yourself a package. Looking back at these quarterfinals before we cover the semifinals, and we ended up going 7-4, but it's a really disappointing 7-4 for me because we started 6-1 with these. We came off a 4-1 run in the Europa League, which included landing the lock. Then we landed two plays in the Paris game. Better to be lucky than good, because we had both teams to score an over 2.5 and we had Paris to qualify. And then we dropped our first lock since we started doing these Europa League and Champions League shows. Atletico Madrid exited the competition. That took us to 6-2. Barcelona and Bayern, both teams to score over 2.5, landed relatively quickly. That looked good at 7-2. But Barcelona did not cash on the double chance because, of course, they lost 8-2. And we've been talking about Barcelona's problems all season over on the European show, and especially their defence, and they got massively exposed here. And we finished up with a loser as well, with Manchester City in over 2.5 goals in the Lyon game, not cashing, as Pep Guardiola fails in the Champions League again with Manchester City crashing out. So a 1-3 finish in the end, which was disappointing. So it took us to 7-4, but still made money from that show. We look to continue that rolling on here with the semi-finals. And we begin with Sevilla versus Manchester United, which takes place tonight. Manchester United are the 6-4 favourites to win this in 90 minutes. It's 2-1 on Sevilla, and it's 2-1 also on the draw. When you are looking at the qualification prices here, Manchester United are the favourites narrowly at 8-11, and Sevilla are available at even money. So we are riding a futures lock here on Manchester United to reach the Europa League final, but they are coming up against the toughest team they could have faced. Obviously, we would have preferred to get Wolves in this spot, or if we're really lucky, someone like Olympiacos, but Olympiacos were eliminated by Wolves earlier on. We have ended up with Sevilla, which was the toughest draw. That's because Sevilla are the fourth best team in Spain, and they have good pedigree in this competition, having won it three times. So tough draw for Manchester United here. When you're looking at the data, I think the safest way to bet this is to take the under. The under is available at 8-11. That's a far better price than it was for the Wolves game. But that's probably because you're looking at an attacking threat like Man United, or a perceived attacking threat. But Sevilla will be more than capable of neutralising Man United, just as Copenhagen were, although Copenhagen did give up a lot of chances and their goalkeeper put up an unbelievable performance. I don't think Manchester United are going to create as many chances against Sevilla. This team have kept seven clean sheets in their last eight. Another 2.5 goals has hit in six of Sevilla's last seven. Sevilla themselves have scored two or fewer goals in 16 of their last 18 fixtures, so they're not really prolific. And Man United don't come into this on the best form. They've only won four of their last seven matches. Remember, they were stuttering towards the end of the season. And the last game, despite the fact they won it in extra time, does officially go down as a draw. So Man United not coming in as the best form. So this is going to be tough for Manchester United. I think this is going to be a very, very tight game. I don't think anyone's going to put their cards on the table in the first half. I expect especially that half to be scoreless. And I think maybe teams may press for the winner in the last 30, 40 minutes or so. But when you are looking at the personnel in this game, you have to say it's Man United who hold the aces. It's Man United who have the match winners. And if this is a tight game, you want Paul Pogba, you want Bruno Fernandes, you want Anthony Martial, you want Marcus Rashford, you want Greenwood. You want these types of players who can unlock the door and change a tight game. And I'm not saying that Sevilla don't have quality. They do have quality, otherwise they wouldn't be in the Champions League already through fourth place qualification in Spain. They wouldn't be in a Europa League semi-final. But Manchester United are one of the biggest teams in the world. Man United, and the same could be said for Inter Milan, are two teams that shouldn't even be playing in the Europa League. And if both of them can get to the final, as I said previously, it would be a great advertisement for the Europa League and the importance of it, even though the final will be contested by two teams that will already be in the Champions League this season. In fact, that's the case for all of these teams. This year, the Champions League golden ticket isn't on offer via the Europa League, because all four teams that have progressed to the semi-final stage have already secured their Champions League futures. So we don't have that Champions League ticket on the line this season, because all of these teams are qualified. But what we do have is two massive teams in Man United and Inter Milan trying not to finish this season trophyless. We have Sevilla trying to build on a fourth place finish and win yet another Europa League. And we have Shakhtar Donetsk, the only team in this competition who have won a trophy this season, having easily won the Ukrainian Premier League, looking to add to that. So it's still a very interesting competition nonetheless. And Manchester United here won't have it easy getting past this stubborn and difficult to beat Sevilla team. And I think the safest way to play this will be to take the under 2.5 goals. But hopefully Manchester United do cash our futures here and end up in the final. And my lock betting clients will be hoping it's against Inter Milan, because we have Inter Milan versus Manchester United as another one of our futures plays for that to be the final. Looking at the other semi-final, for me, this one seems a little bit more cut and dry. You have Inter Milan versus Shakhtar Donetsk. Inter Milan are available at 7-10. It's 14-5 the draw, and it's 18-5 on Shakhtar. When you're looking at the qualification odds, you have Inter Milan at 2-5 and Shakhtar Donetsk at 7-5. I think it's very, very difficult to see past Inter Milan here. You have two teams that play similarly stylistically, but you have Inter Milan with the significantly better personnel, whereas Manchester United and Sevilla is somewhat of a styles clash, where Manchester United will find it difficult to break Sevilla down. This is going to be more of an end-to-end game where I can certainly see both teams scoring, but in the end, I think the firepower of Inter Milan may be too much. Inter have won their last four matches in Europe. Lukaku who has scored in 9 straight Europa League games. We've seen he's been on fire since the competition restarted. Inter have won their last 5 matches in all competitions, and the Italians have scored twice or more in each of those wins, conceding only once. So they're good at both ends. So it's going to be very difficult for Shakhtar. But don't write Shakhtar off in terms of making this a competitive game, because they have looked solid in this competition. But I think if you shop around and you do find Inter at this best price of 3-4, I think they have to be the play as well. In fact, what we've seen at most books is that Inter Milan have now been installed as the tournament favourites to win this tournament. They are now available at 13-8, and Manchester United are available at 2-1. Man United are now at bigger odds than they were when this competition started, despite progressing through 2 rounds. That's because Man United haven't looked good so far in this tournament. When you're conceding a goal against LASK and you can't break down Copenhagen, that's not convincing. Inter Milan have beaten Hetafe and Bayer Leverkusen, so they have looked far stronger, and it's justified that they would be installed as favourites, especially when they have the easier task, or what's perceived as the easier task here, in the semi-finals going up against Shakhtar, whereas Manchester United have to try and break down a very difficult-to-beat Sevilla team. I personally think both semi-finals here are going to be competitive. I think they're going to be far more competitive than the Champions League finals, which we'll get to later, but I still think Manchester United and Inter are going to edge their opponents out and find a way to play in the final. Especially Manchester United is what we're hoping for, because we have that as a future lock. But at the same time, my lockbetting.com clients have Manchester United and Inter Milan to face in the final. So we want to see both of these teams get there, and hopefully that's what happens on Sunday and Monday. Before we move on to the Champions League semi-finals, let me let you know that everything I'm giving out here, you can bet at mybookie.ag, along with all the other sports which are back. Join today and mybookie will match your first deposit dollar for dollar up to $1,000. Just enter the promo code SGP when signing up. Remember, at mybookie, the terms are simple. You bet, you win, and they pay. We're also brought to you by the leaders in daily fantasy, DraftKings. Download the DraftKings app now. Use the promo code SGP and you'll get a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. That's promo code SGP to get your free shot at millions of dollars with your first deposit only at DraftKings. We're also brought to you by BetQL, and that's the place where you need to go if you want to get an advantage over the sportsbook with the NBA, the NHL, the MLB. All you need to do is download the BetQL app. It's the only app you'll need to make smart bets this season. Just head over to betql.co and enter the promo code SGP for 20% off your first subscription. That's betql.co and the promo code SGP. And finally, let me give a shout out to Ace Per Head, because if you've ever thought about starting your own sportsbook but don't know how, Ace is here to help you start that sportsbook. They'll provide you with an all-inclusive professional betting site with all lines updated in a second and wagers graded immediately. They have top-notch customer support going 24/7 and the sharpest lines in the industry. Plus, Ace offers a live betting and an amazing mobile experience. You can get started today, and Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free. Just go to aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. Looking at the Champions League semi-finals, where we have PSG, Leipzig, Bayern Munich and Lyon remaining, I have no idea how two of these teams got here. Leipzig wouldn't have been a surprise if they'd kept hold of Werner, but they beat Atletico Madrid off the back of Atletico Madrid eliminating Liverpool for this competition. I was certain that Atletico were going to progress. And as for Manchester City, they have been serial underachievers in this game. But Lyon, the seventh best team in France, the team that finished seventh in France, represented an amazing opportunity for Manchester City to get through to a Champions League semi-final where Pep would have faced his old club Bayern Munich. It would have been great semi-finals to see Atletico versus PSG and Pep Guardiola going up against Bayern Munich, but we were denied that by these two teams. And obviously you can't begrudge these two teams their spot. They did what they had to do. They beat the opposition that was in front of them. But Atletico and Manchester City was so poor. If we're looking at the Manchester City situation, They didn't know how to defend. That's something that they've been guilty of. And they didn't know how to put the ball in it either. Raheem Sterling missed an open goal in that game. Gabriel Jesus isn't good enough to play for a top four team in the EPL. They lacked the goal getters, but not the goal threat. Because Manchester City will always create chances in every game against any team in the world. But they haven't been scoring enough. They're overly reliant on Sergio Aguero. And as Aguero approaches the wrong side of 30 and is slowing down and is getting injured more often, they need to buy themselves a top striker along with a whole bunch of defenders. So Manchester City are a team that look in trouble, much like Barcelona, who were thumped 8-2 by Bayern Munich. As for Atletico Madrid, the only period of the game where they pushed up against Leipzig, when they pushed for an equaliser, when they came out of their defensive shell, they pretty much scored immediately. And then what did they do after they equalised? They went back into that defensive shell. And throughout the game, they didn't defend how Atletico normally defend. They didn't look organised and drilled. Perhaps this is because they had a layoff. And perhaps being that defensively organised and defending that well and being that drilled requires reps. But they didn't get those reps. They looked cold. They looked cold in the first half. Leipzig should have scored before they went 1-0 up. They dominated the game. And then Atletico dominated the game when they were 1-0 down. Quickly equalised and then invited Leipzig onto them again. And this bodes well for PSG because if they can score against Leipzig every time they put on pressure like Atletico seem to do, then they're going to win this game convincingly because they have far more better attacking players than Atletico Madrid do. And they're not going to resort into a defensive shell and allow Leipzig onto them because this is going to be an up and down game. And when you're looking at the attacking prowess, especially without Werner, PSG should be able to take this team apart. They're 8-11 to win this game in the 90 minute period. It's 14-5 the draw. It's 7-2 on Leipzig. It's 2-5 for PSG to qualify, although you can find it at the best price of 1-2 if you shop around. And Leipzig are at the best price of 7-4. As I said, Leipzig are going to give you chances. They don't respond well to pressure. Their games have produced a lot of goals throughout the season, especially post-lockdown. They were a little bit better defensively prior to the lockdown period, but post-lockdown, they looked very susceptible to conceding goals. I'm very, very surprised to see them here, as you know, at this semi-final stage. As for PSG, they look much better against Atalanta. I know it was a late show and that win could be considered as lucky, but PSG should have scored in the first 30 seconds. Neymar missed an absolute sitter and they missed chances throughout the game. Atalanta gave them plenty of chances to win that game in 90 minutes. It just so happened that they won it late, but I don't think they're going to miss that many chances this time. Plus, Kylian Mbappe is going to be on from the start. This is a PSG team that have just won two cup finals playing badly, yet when they came up against Atalanta, they did put on a relatively decent performance. It just happened to be that the goals came late on in the game. I think that Atalanta are a better team than RB Leipzig. I think RB Leipzig are here because they came up against a very, very negative team. Atletico Madrid should have been in this semi-final. This really should have been their year where they got to another Champions League final. They beat Liverpool. They beat Liverpool and went out against a Leipzig team who have sold their best player. Lyon have knocked out Manchester City despite finishing seventh in the French league. It's absolutely ridiculous what's happened this season. And we're left in a situation where I think the competition really needs a PSG versus Bayern final. And I hope that's what we get. And I think the most worrying game here for me will be the Leipzig-PSG one, because PSG, there is no reason for them not to win this game. We've seen the route to victory. We've seen that Atletico Madrid penetrated Leipzig when they put pressure on them. And we know PSG have the players to win this game convincingly. We know when you're looking at the team's personnel, if you were doing a combined 11, it would be dominant with PSG players. But PSG, as we saw against Manchester United last season, have a habit of finding a way of getting knocked out of this competition. And they were about to be knocked out against Atalanta despite dominating the game. And somehow they managed to get through. I think, and I hope at least, that is them turning the corner and they managed to progress through this game. And we see PSG in the final against the favourites for the competition, Bayern Munich. And if you're looking at these odds, Bayern Munich are in fact the significant favourites to win this competition. They are available here at 4-7, with PSG at 13-5 to win this competition. And then you have massive odds on the other two. Leipzig available at 10-1, and Lyon you can find at 18-1. So the books have pretty much decided that it is going to be a PSG versus Bayern final, and you can pick up that final at 1-2. So it's -200 for that to be the final, compared to the Europa League final where Manchester United and Inter Milan are available at 6-4 to reach the final of the Europa League. Looking at the straight forecast odds, you have Bayern Munich to win and Paris Saint-Germain to finish second at 6-4. And then you have Bayern Munich to win and RB Leipzig as the second favourite at 3-1. And then you get PSG to beat Bayern Munich available at 7-2. Everything else is 12-1 plus, because the bookies, as I said, are certain that Bayern are going to reach this final. They're 1-5 to win this game in the 90-minute period, with Lyon at 10-1, 11-2 to draw, and Bayern Munich are 1-16 to qualify for this final, with Lyon available at 8-1. It may be worth throwing maybe $10 on Lyon just in case they can get it, because I think what we've seen from them so far this competition is that they are difficult to break down. They were difficult to break down for Juve. They've been difficult to break down for Manchester City tonight. And in the end, they hit them on the counter because they have fast players. And this is with Memphis Depay not looking at his best. Tonight, they relied on Dembele, and Kone put up a very good performance as well. But I think despite the fact that they do seem to have very good tactics here and have found a way to beat two teams that are much better than them on paper, I think Bayern's going to be a step too far, especially if Bayern end up scoring the first goal in this game. Bayern on the Asian handicap market at -1.5 does represent some value though, because you can get that at 4-6. If you like Bayern Munich on the -2.5 Asian handicap line, you can get that at 6-4. I like the 4-6 here. I don't think Lyon can stay in touch. I think once Bayern do break through and get that first goal, then you're going to have to see Lyon abandoning their tactics and coming out, and that's going to leave them exposed to conceding more goals. And we may see another Bayern performance here where they end up winning by 3 or 4, though I don't think they're going to end up winning again by 6 goals the way that they decimated Barcelona. Although I am expecting a comfortable and convincing win here, and I'm hoping that we end up seeing Bayern Munich and PSG in this Champions League final. Closing out with a lock on the show, the lock is going to be go fuck yourself, trolls. There is no lock for the trolls this week. How can you troll somebody who's on an 8-0 free play run? How can you troll somebody with the picks I've given out? How can you troll somebody with my lot record? How can you troll somebody who's come on here for 75 months and made you money? I don't understand Twitter. I don't understand gambling Twitter. There's people on there that haven't got a clue what they're talking about, with thousands and thousands of followers. And I'm fine with that, because we have thousands of listeners here on this show. So give us the reviews. I don't want to be sitting there and reading bullshit tweets. I was criticized for an article that I wrote where I said there was value on Barcelona. Within that article, I actually said I lean towards Bayern, but there's value on Barcelona. And there was value on Barcelona. And at the same time, I picked the over and both teams to score in that game, which cashed in about 20 minutes. But trolls are going to be trolls. So you know what? There's no lock for you. And I told you that's what I was going to do. I am not obligated to give you a lock on this show. So if you want to be disrespectful and you want to troll somebody that gives you winner after winner after winner after winner, there's going to be no lock for you. There's just going to be a show. We'll bring the lock back for the next show. And there is a lock that I have in my mind for the show, and I'm going to give it to the sensible people. I'm going to give it to the loyal listeners. I'm going to give it to the people that appreciate. All you need to do is DM me on Twitter at SGPEPL. Send me a screenshot of your iTunes review. Give a review to the Soccer Gambling Podcast, because the Soccer Gambling Podcast is new. So if you've reviewed the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, That's no good to the Soccer Gambling Podcast. The Soccer Gambling Podcast is brand new. We're trying to get new subscribers. We're trying to get more traction. This is going to be a new show. This is a show that you guys wanted. Increased soccer content. More of me. Champions League, Bundesliga, EPL, all coming next season exclusively on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. It's a feed that you guys wanted because I have made so much money for everybody year in, year out. I don't want to go on Twitter and see this kind of bullshit. And we certainly should have more subscribers and we certainly should have more reviews because, as I said, all of the soccer content is moving off the Sports Gambling Podcast Network and it's coming on to the Soccer Gambling Podcast from next season. So make sure you subscribe and make sure you send me those iTunes reviews. And if you send me an iTunes review, if you DM me, my DMs are open at SGPEPL, DM me an iTunes review and I will give you the lock that way. I think that's a fair thing to do. I did tell you that this was going to come. I did tell you that I'm not under any obligation to give out free plays. I'm not under any obligation to give out locks. I have a ton of subscribers already over at lockbetting.com. I can just preview the games, give my leans and leave it at that. I do not have to give an official play and I have not given an official play. But if you want one, give me a tweet at SGPEPL. Send me your iTunes review. And in return, I will give you that lock. And the locks will return in time for the next show. We will be doing a lock for the final. In addition to that, we will also be doing part two of Soccer in 20, and we will be using the Champions League final for that. So there will be a final preview where we're looking at both the Europa League and the Champions League final. And then separately, we'll do another show where we use the odds from the Champions League final to give you a tutorial on the markets for that final. So you're going to learn about the Asian handicap lines. You're going to learn about the Asian goal lines. You're going to learn about all of these other markets that you might not understand. So that's going to be Soccer in 20 part two. If you missed part one, it's still available on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network feed. And in fact, it's available on the Soccer Gambling Podcast feed as well. That's it from me and this edition of the Champions League and Europa League semi-final preview. Good luck with all of your bets as always, guys. And thanks for listening.